listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. In the last episode, the Dames had set off from Halfway on their way to Waterdeep. They got caught up on a little bit of personal histories as they journeyed through the Sword Coast Mountains, and eventually the Dames made camp for the night among some woodcutters who Luraya knew. But they were beset upon by bandits. Let's jump back in on the action. Are able to make out that the camp is basically surrounded by these bandits riding on horses, and the leader rides into the camp and says, 100 gold pieces, and this will all be over.
Happily to take that from you.
Or is that your name? It's a stupid name if it is.
I am Mad Radford, and I am the leader of the Rust Gang.
I think those names are stupider, Ryan.
Well, right. Pay up. And the horses just sort of circle around the camp as the woodcutters get up, bleary-eyed. Some of them clearly have had too much spruce beer. They see the riders and immediately go for their axes, which they realize are weapons now, thanks to Luraya.
Oh my gosh, okay. I see, they didn't know before that. Okay. Morons. Okay.
Yeah, so he just, Mad Radford just insists, 100 gold pieces, come on.
No. Get out of here.
I think you best be on your way.
All right.
is our tough talk not working? I don't know. It's worked so well in the past.
Karen, you are at the top of initiative. The others in your party are trying to intimidate this group. And the woodcutters are grabbing their axes, and they actually... You hear some of them gasp and say, oh, geez, what happened to our axes? And some of them are holding them up, and they are rusted.
What now?
They're the Rust Gang. I think that's their thing.
Karen, what would you like to do?
Look closely at that horse.
Does Karen see anything out of the ordinary?
Do you want to do a quick investigation check just to see?
Yeah. That is a zero, technically. Zeros are allowed? That would be a zero.
It's like you woke up from your meditation and you're just like really angry and you can't see past the anger at this point, maybe.
They're all on horseback.
They are.
And how many of them are there?
There are 13 bandits and the bandit captain.
My gosh.
14. And their horses look normal. They don't look like...
They look like regular riding horses.
They don't look like a bug of some kind that touches things.
Okay. The horses don't.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, what do they look like? I'm sorry you said that already, but...
The gang? They look like just humans wearing orange cloaks to match their name.
Karen will pull out her hand axe. Is her hand axe okay?
Her hand axe is okay at this moment, yep.
Oh, cat. At this moment. Karen will walk over to the closest... the closest bandit. Is that the leader? at this point?
The leader is sort of in, he's sort of moved into the midst of the camp. So it depends on where Karen was sleeping.
I assume she would be kind of central because she was
Not
really sleeping.
So you can move up to him.
Cool. She's going to say, all right, hold on. 100 gold pieces. Yeah, hold on just a second. And she reaches into her cloak, like she's, you know, trying to get something out of it. And she basically moves her hands like she's pulling off gloves.
Mm-hmm.
But what she's really doing is her cantrip primal savagery, which causes either her teeth or fingernails to sharpen. And she's just doing the symbol to kind of make her fingernails sharpen.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically reaches up as if she's going to give this bandit 100 gold pieces, but then like strikes with one of her now claws, basically, at the chest of the bandit.
All right, I need you to make a deception check.
Yes. Oh, 22.
Oh, yeah. You slash into his outstretched hand. Yes. Roll your attack.
That is 16.
All right, so you slash out and...
I can roll for damage.
Yes, roll for damage, please.
it's 9. Acid damage.
All right, so you slash out and you see like this bloody and also sort of, if it's acid damage, it would be like sort of like green maybe?
Yeah, I imagine.
So there's like red and green sort of dripping down his sleeve and he screams out in pain. All right, Rusty, come on. And from between a couple of the tents, you see this rust-colored insectoid lurch out, and it attacks you.
Karen, before it gets to her, is going to say, "Now that's what I'm talking about." She's been looking for a weird creature for days.
And I rolled a 1, so I think maybe the rust creature comes out and is confused by the presence of acid and the claws. It's not sure what to make of you. And sort of lunges and misses. And Rose, it's your turn.
Uh-huh. It's just a giant bug, right?
I don't even know how to describe this bug. It's like...
Yes.
They look like bed bugs with like giant whiskers don't they? Like,
yeah, they're...
Sorry, not to be gross.
They're pretty gross. I mean, they're like this big...
Yeah.
Chompy...
I just saw one in my Dungeons and Dragons magical coloring book by Todd James. and a writer who I forget.
And what color did you color it?
Oh, I haven't colored it anything because I was like, that page is last. the axe and the swords, the people holding them did not look very happy.
All right. Rose would like to grab one of the logs that's in the fire, in the campfire.
Okay.
Assuming it's lit still.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Rose looks for a log that is partially burning and grabs the non-burning side.
I should have done that.
I think you could put a torch in there, but I don't think you can actually reach into the fire because
fair
all
point.
Of it, yeah.
I stick my torch into the fire, and then I hurl this torch at the bug, and create a harmless sensory effect that makes it flash larger.
Okay. You're trying to scare it?
I'm trying to scare it.
Okay. Do a performance check, maybe?
Got it.
Or do you want to do deception? No, performance is going to be it.
7!
It... So this torch goes flying in a beautiful arc in the darkness. Uh-huh. It lands. There are lots of little sparks that fly off of it. And it just lights up the face of this creepy bug insect. And uh-huh. its eyes just sort of glimmer. And maybe you might get spooked by it.
What?
Would you like to do anything else?
Yes, I am going to run at it and swing my wooden staff.
Nice.
At the bug.
Okay.
That is a much better roll. This is a two-handed swing. Kapunk onto the side. I hit it for 22.
That hits.
With for 7 points. Points of damage right on the side of its carapace.
All right. So you hit it and it goes through its thick shell and there's like this oozing orangey blood that comes mm-hmm. out of it. And it hisses at you with its brightly lit eyes from the torch. Do you have another action or...
I think I do. I would like to try to trip it.
It's got like 4 legs, I think.
Okay, that's a good point. I would like to try to jump on its back and grab its antennae.
Okay. Okay. So you're gonna try... how about we do a dexterity contest?
Okay. 20.
Oh yeah, you are able to jump onto the back of this rust monster and mm-hmm. grab onto its antennae, and mm-hmm. I think that's the end of.
That's
your
probably
turn.
The end of my turn.
All right.
Here, so I got it.
You hear a chattering beneath you with its little clawed face, and the bandits sort of spread out. The woodcutters are at this point really panicked because they no longer have usable weapons, so they're just sort of clustered in the middle, hoping to be rescued.
Your axe handles.
And the bandits spread out. They're going to be about 2 per person.
That's a good sign.
Well, I did say that there were 13 of them.
No, and I thought maybe that was like a newer misspeaking. Seems like too many.
There are
like
whole...
she actually meant 1 + 3 = 4.
Exactly. 1 leader, 3 underlings.
No, sorry. So a whole bunch of them have gone they've corralled the woodcutters. And then they're just going to go through the list here of attacks. So we've got Riot. First one is a 13.
Does not hit.
Next one is a 16.
It hits.
Okay. And that is 6 points of slashing damage. Okay. Lariah. First one is only a 7.
Does not hit.
Second one is a 21.
Oh. Yeah, that big time hits.
And that is 7 points of slashing damage. All right. Rose, your first one is 10.
Misses.
Second one is a 15.
Oh, that's exactly my armor class. But I'm on a Russ monster. Does that count?
They can still get you.
Okay. They got me.
Yeah, because you are up on the Russ monster, they're going to these ones are going to hit you with the light crossbow.
Ow.
For 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Karen. 8 is the first one, and an 11 for the second one. I think both of those miss, right?
Both miss.
All right, so the bandits have sort of circled around, made their attacks. A couple of you are wounded at this point, and Riot, it is now your turn. You have 2 bandits on you.
Riot looks at one of the face. Dave, is that you?
He just
what would he say in response? Wouldn't he correct me?
I don't know. Maybe his name is Dave.
I feel like he could correct me if it's not Dave.
No, is what he says.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gary.
What are you on about?
Forget this. Riot puts her head in her hands and mutters, "Man in cloak of orange and hue, there's 2 of us, both me and you," and like spreads her hands over her face and transforms into the other one she wasn't talking to, and punches the one she was talking to in the face.
Okay, roll your attack.
Yes. Oh yeah. Finally. And I'm striked. 19.
That definitely hits. Yep.
All right. And he takes 2 points of damage. But did his eyes close?
His eyes closed, and when they open, you can see that there's stars spinning in around him.
Cool. She runs around the other one, so now he can't tell which is which.
He's good. I think you need to do...
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. An opportunity attack?
Well, it's also... You're trying to trick him, so a deception?
Yeah. Ooh. 12.
Yeah, I mean, he looks confused.
Yes. All right. Turn over.
All right, Lariah, what would you like to do?
Are any of the bandits still on horses?
The ones that are circling the woodcutters are still on their horses. The bandit captain is still on their horse. And the 2 that approached Rose are also on horseback because they use crossbows.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking them in the eye because I'm on a giant bug.
Yes.
Okay. Lariah's going to get down and just like dig her hands into the earth. And as she does, the sort of like red and orange of her like opal skin kind of glows a little bit, and the dirt and grass just sort of like forms onto her skin. And when it falls away, there is a giant purple, red, and orange snake with a white streak on its back.
Nice.
Laying there. And she's going to just sort of like snap at some of the horses to see if the giant snake will scare some of those horses off.
All right. Make an intimidation check.
14?
Yeah. The horses sort of rear up and they are frightened of the snake and sort of bump into each other, and the riders are trying to get control of them.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent.
Anything else?
No, turning into it is my action, so I can't also attack, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't have a second attack like some people. Yet.
Must be nice.
Yeah. I mean, what you did was pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right, so the captain is on Karen. He's got like blood and acid dripping off of his sleeve. So he is going to attack Karen, and that is a 20 for the first attack. He does have a multi-attack, and then a 15 for the second.
Both hit.
Okay. So the first one he slashes out for 4 damage. And the second one is 8 damage.
Okay.
And he just says again, this can all be over for 100 gold pieces.
Oh, 100. Yeah. Oh, I have that right here, actually. Is it Karen's turn?
It is Karen's turn.
Karen, give him the 1-finger discount.
You know what? I'll give you 101 gold pieces.
The horses are a little bit spooked, right?
The horses that are near Lariah, those ones are spooked.
Okay. Can I cast Speak with Animals?
Yeah.
Basically to compound on that, basically, like, I'm going to just speak with all the horses in the area, which doesn't say how far it includes, but I would assume that just means nearby. And she'll kind of cover her mouth as her kind of action to this and say, snakes are everywhere. Oh, they're terrible. They're slithering in there. Oh God, they're so gross. And actually in that clearing, there are no snakes. I just checked. There's no snakes at all. You just have to go back where you came from. Remember that? It was so fun there. There were apples. Do you remember those apples? Oh, they're so good.
I'm going to make you do a persuasion check.
I need my middle die. This.
Ooh.
Make it real.
We should get you some bone die.
Ah, yeah. Oh my gosh. 19's all day. That's 19 plus 3. 22 again.
Nice. All right. Gonna roll perception. Yeah. So I'm going to have to roll for all the horses. So first one. You said 22, right?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I hope they have a disadvantage for being, you know, horses.
7.
I can't imagine 8. Their intelligence is like super high.
9.
Hey, no.
11. It says that the wood elf barbarian with -1 intelligence.
14. All right, so all but the bandit captain's horse, you see them freak out. They take off into the woods with or without their riders. So that means all the ones on the woodcutters, the ones on Lariah, the ones on Rose, ones on Karen. So basically what we're left with here is the bandit captain and the two bandits that were on Riot.
And one that is Riot.
Yes, and also there is a rust monster in your midst. And Karen, is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that was my action.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty badass action. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, standing O. Like.
It is the.
She looks over to Riot for like, yeah, I did that, but doesn't see Riot because she looks like wait.
One of the bandits has given you a thumbs up behind their back.
So it's the rust monster's turn. It is going to attempt to throw Rose, and
mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be a strength contest.
Okay.
Rust monster got.
This isn't her first Rosio.
Sorry. Rust monster got an 18.
No, I got a 15, I got a 17.
Oh. You
can I at least take an antenna with me?
You get like a some like that furry bit of
the feathery bit of the antenna.
Yeah, you get a bit of that in your hand as you know, sort of fly off the back of the rust monster. And it spins around to attack you because it does not like being treated like a horse.
I would think that it's an upgrade.
Whoa. I'm gonna give this bug some image problems.
It bites down at you. Does 16 hit?
Ah, yes. Well, this is 1 point above all my numbers.
and it sort of chomps down onto your calf for 4 piercing damage.
Ow!
It is your turn, Rose. You may avenge your calf.
Nurse my wound. I am going to blast a fist of unbroken air at this rust monster.
All right.
So it has to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
It has to beat 12.
It got a 15.
Ah, damn it. Okay. It still takes 1d10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
It takes half the damage. Sorry, okay. It takes a lot more than I thought. Lots of dice falling. So it is 18 plus 3 is 21 divided by 2 is 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And it doesn't move, it just takes the bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning from the force of air damage?
Yes.
All right, so this gust, flies out from your hands, and you see more feathery bits sort of come off of its antennae, and it's squinting its eyes at you.
I'm squinting back.
as pieces of it kind of fly off, and there's a little bit of its gooey innards are sort of starting to leak out. It's still standing, but it looks not good. The bandits, realizing as they look around that they're vastly outnumbered. The two bandits on Riot take off, and you can make an opportunity attack if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to take an opportunity attack. Waste my spell. I mean, I'm sure someone at home enjoyed it.
But you should be like, oh, come on, guys, let's go. And just run off after them.
Oh, you know what? I can't met. Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, hey guys, let's go. Let's go. Or let's go get our horses, guys. She taps Dave, Mike, Greg, Cinder. I don't know what his name is. You know.
Yeah.
Let's go, and starts running towards the horses. Are they following?
Oh yeah, they were taking off.
Are they ready? Okay. Well, that made me feel good. Okay. do they have any weapons on their back? Or any little pockets or little coin purses on their belts?
These guys are. It seems like the leader was the one that was holding the money.
They got nothing stealable.
They've got one of them has a. Both of them have crossbows on their backs.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm gonna take one of those. Yeah.
Make me a sleight of hand check.
All right. Ooh, 17.
He got a natural one. You take the crossbow off the guy's back. And he just keeps going. Yeah, he just keeps going, doesn't even realize what's happening. Yeah. Your turn is sort of mixed up with theirs. So they were taking off and you went with them. Is there anything else that you want to do or you just want to head back?
Is the head honcho mad rad is still in the I didn't name him, don't laugh at me. he's still in the clearing though, right? Or in the
he's still there. His turn is coming up after yours.
All right, am I allowed to shoot the crossbow I just grabbed at him?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I rolled a 10 to hit him.
That misses.
Okay. But now maybe he's like, who's this guy that I hired? this guy, I don't know what his name is, but like,
no, he's like, what the heck, Frank?
That's for sleeping with my wife. Which I assume Mad Rad did.
Yeah.
I was really hoping Mad Rad would say, I didn't even know you were married.
I thought you were gay.
All right, so it is the bandit captain Mad Radford's turn. And he has also seen that the tides have turned, and he's going to summon Rusty and just try to take off. So him and Rusty are going to try to take off. That means Karen, you get an opportunity attack on the captain, and Rose, you get one on the rust monster.
All right. Can I get a reroll on my opportunity attack? That would be a 13.
That unfortunately misses.
Yeah.
12 for Karen?
That also misses. So the captain and Rusty take off into the night, and you just hear horses racing off in the distance, and there's like a trail of goo left behind by Rusty.
Gross. Don't touch that with anything metallic.
Did anybody get like a glass bottle? This seems like a good bomb to throw at somebody.
Well, yeah, hey, we got some empties here.
Yeah, yeah. give me one of those dead soldiers. I want one. And she kind of like scoops it in with, I'm going to say a leaf. And corks it.
All right.
I mean, we're assuming that's what it does. It could just be gross, right?
Mm-hmm. Make sure you put that in your inventory.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody else want one while we're here? I mean.
Sure. I've got a bag to hold it in.
All right, so you successfully bottle some rust monster juice.
It's more like a gel, but yeah.
You better label that bottle.
It's got high viscosity. Yeah, I'm sure it's got an acrid smell.
Yeah. And so you successfully have warded off Mad Radford's rust gang in the evening. The woodcutters are very thankful for your assistance again, but also a little dismayed because their axes are completely rusted, and that basically means that they have no work and they have to turn back home.
Guys, Riot, like, puts her hands on their littler shoulders. You should come with us in the morning to the Shrine of Maleki.
Yeah, I guess the time's up here. Gotta give her some of our goods and head on off, eh?
Well, you never know. Maybe she'll give you a blessing since you've been doing the 2-for-1 planting for every tree you take.
He rubs the back of his neck. Yeah, eh? Okay, well, I guess we sleep off all this, and in the morning we'll show you the ways, eh?
Now, isn't it morning now at this point? Like,
no, yeah. He looks like, around and
Rose,
he's like,
was the last one, right?
Yeah, he looks around. He's like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you're right, eh? Well, so he is going to show you the way. It's west. They're not going to break camp quite yet because there is a little bit of hope in their eyes after your what you said. And
also real quick, Loria turns back from a snake.
No. oh, Riot is still I guess she slowly turns back into herself. She never did another spell, so she just looked like that bandit.
So Leaf was having a conversation with the bandit.
She might have like slowly done it, so it was just her head at first. Freak him out.
Shark head.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my. All right, so you head west into the forest towards the other sword mountains that are in the southern part of the mountain range. And if you didn't know what you were looking for, you would almost miss the shrine altogether. It's a dead tree trunk into which the likeness of Maliki's holy symbol has been carved. At its base are a set of small cups, bits of bread, other small sacrifices. But it is probably the most simplest shrine that you've laid eyes on.
It's gorgeous. She puts her bow at the base, not as like an offering, but just to like put it in front of the glory that is the shrine.
So you do see like the shrine, the symbol of Maliki is it's like this golden horn, blue-eyed unicorn head facing to the left, and it's been painted fairly recently. What would you like to do here?
Guys, is it okay if we leave a little of our food? Like, a little bit. She's, like, looking at Rose and...
Yes.
I guess Lariah.
Yes.
Yeah, that seems fine.
All right. And I'll just take off my...
Not the cured meat.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll take some of this cheese then and some of the fruit. And then Riot also takes her quiver with Maliki's symbol on it and kind of, like looks at everyone and just shrugs and kind of like waves it in front of the unicorn a little bit. I don't know. Do I touch their horns maybe? She like kind of does that.
Leaf sort of sidles up next to you and he says, "I don't know where you come from, but around these parts you sort of say a little bit of a prayer, eh?"
Oh, okay. Not like a puppet show. Okay. All right. Well, would you like to lead us then?
Oh, I'm not much of a talker. What I say to her is usually up here, eh? He points to his head.
Yep. And All right.
I'll leave you to it. I'll be over here saying my words in my head.
All right. Let's all say our own words in our head. Like, or sorry, I don't want to force anybody.
How could you tell?
Force what?
How could you tell?
True. Well, I'm not saying like you don't say anything. All right. So Riot like kind of looks at the eyes and like winks once, winks twice, goes, thanks, in her head. Does anyone else say anything? Like, the druid?
In my head.
yeah, Lariah will, like, dig into her pack and bring out a small gemstone and leave it at the base with the other offerings and just sort of, like, nod at the shrine.
Rose resists adding that gemstone to her rock. Yeah, like,
we're offering like crumbs, and she's like, "Oh, excuse me, I've got like a 30 gold piece gem over here." All right,
what? It's just like a tiny, like, broken off little piece of something that, like, it could have been like a pebble from a river or something, but it's just a very pretty, like, polished green stone.
Jeez, all right. Riot kind of nudges Rose and like points at the gemstone. I was like, "What? making us look bad."
No. You guys are trying to take my rocks.
Rose, did you want to do anything?
Rose will bow in front of the shrine the same way she would do at the shrines back home at the monastery.
Mm-hmm.
Say something to the effect of, thank you for watching over us as we've walked through your forests, and I hope that we can return one of your followers to you soon. Nice. In her head.
Yes.
Cat, do we hear any birds in the forest?
Yeah.
Or not in the forest, but in the shrine, near the shrine?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of signs of wildlife, particularly beyond the shrine. It seems like like the woodcutters have said, it's not been touched by any sort of humanoids. It looks like it's been left to grow on its own.
Yeah, super nice.
Sildar would love it out here.
Yeah. Riot pulls out her little dulcimer and starts echoing the tunes of the birds.
Nice.
Little back and forth.
Yeah. And the birds, they all sort of pause for a moment, but then it seems like they try to chime back in, trying to match the tune. Karen, is there anything that you want to do, or are you just grouchy on the side?
Karen doesn't have anything to, like, leave, really. I think all she has is some hair from a Shadow Kai.
No, she's also got some raven bones, I think.
Does she?
Yeah, it took some bones out when we first
Oh,
I'm not telling you to leave, bones. Like, a precious bone. But
No. I mean, I think she does have some respect here, so I think she'll leave. Yeah, thank you for reminding me of my bone collection. Which I should just assume I always have bones.
Yeah.
I mean, it's smart. Bird bones aren't very fun to chew on. They shatter. So
that's true. Karen is more into carving bones, so these aren't much for that. Yeah.
And they're very light too. So.
Yeah, yeah. So they could be used for some things. She has some ideas, but this is an appropriate place to leave a few.
All right.
And pay her respects.
Can everyone make a religion check for me?
Nine for Rose.
Four for Karen.
15 for Riot.
19 for Lariah.
Well, that tracks with all of us.
So Riot and Lariah, it's very fitting that the ranger and the druid feel this sense of calm and peace that comes over them, and you feel like it's coming directly from the forest itself. And Riot, you in particular, realize that your big backpack is sort of shaking, where you have the awakened shrub. And then you hear a shatter.
Oh my gosh, has it been 30 days? She like pulls out her journal and checks it and just throws it down on the ground and like takes the opens up the backpack.
And what you see is your Helmsorn shrub, this viney shrub, sort of moving and stretching out, and its tiny little face looks up at you. And it says, "Are you my mum?"
Oh my god!
Oh, I'm just messing with you. The only thing we share in common are the thorns.
Indeed, and she kind of touches her horns. Hello, what? Hello, what is your name? I didn't know you could talk. I'm sorry, that's so rude.
I think that's your job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. To name you? Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We'll give it a little bit. But welcome, I'm Riot.
Oh, I know this who you Rose. Are.
Okay, do you know Rose?
Hi.
Yes, I believe she was at Dad's farm.
Okay.
I'm just ribbing with ya.
Oh my gosh! Riot's like picking up the pieces of the pot I thought I wrote riots on here. And she sees there's like a little like shard that says heart carp on it too.
Yes.
Okay. That kid. Okay. All right. Oh, this is Karen, my sister. I guess your aunt, if we're going to keep that joke going. And this is Lariah. And you know, these are your aunts too. So they're all your aunties and they're going to spoil you with all the water and sunlight you deserve.
And poops too, right?
Yes, yeah, I was going to say fertilizer, but I was, yeah, well, yep, guess we're going to be able to cover our tracks pretty well. Every campsite will be better than we found it.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you're enjoying this season so far. If you are, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review, especially on Apple iTunes. We don't do a ton of advertising anywhere, so your reviews help us reach new listeners. Want to get in touch with us? As always, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
Hey listeners, Jen here with a message. Smashing enemies in D&D is not always my first line of protocol. I like to communicate, discuss, and try to reach compromises. But not every DM builds an NPC that way. Some are straight up nasty, in which case, you want to leave them devastated. Norse Foundry is here for you with their larger-than-life Boulder D20s. These 45mm D20s are about twice the size of your regular ones and roll so hard, the Gith can hear them from the astral plane. Turn your make flame into a devastatingly accurate flamethrower with a Boulder D20 made from zinc alloy metal with finishes from black lava to aged mithril. Use devastation code D20DAMES at checkout to save 15% at norsefoundry.com. 15%, huh? It's about the same percentage of body parts I left behind when rolling my boulder on the evil constable. Hope it's a closed casket. And are you looking for more D&D in your life? Keep your eyes peeled for our Feast of the Moon podcast specials, featuring new one-shots from the Broadswords, Fate and the Fable Maidens, Venture Maidens, Roll Like a Girl, and of course, D20 Dames. The group of us have 4 new one-shot episodes being released during December to get you through your holiday travel or time and a half work. Misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/D20Dames. What's a Patreon? What's a Middle Essence? What's a production?